All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We are back here at Gillette Stadium on Tuesday, and we'll get right into it because he was nice enough to stop by among the many things he's doing today. Anthony Gonzalez, the newest Patriots wide receiver. I don't know if newest, but one of the new Patriots wide receivers is here. Welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, what's up? What are you doing?
Not a lot. Just hanging out. No, I just I arrived here last Sunday, and just kind of getting to know everybody, getting to know my way around the city, around the stadium, and you know, it's been nice.
Can you give listeners a little bit of an idea? Obviously, the first part of your career was kind of headed in one direction, and then you've had injuries and sort of issues, and haven't caught a lot of balls of late. Where are you physically, and what do you think you can be for this team?
Well, you know, the one thing. Pretty much the only thing that that I have for sure is an opportunity at this point. I have fortunate enough to have an opportunity to compete for a job on, you know, what I consider to be the best football program in the National Football League. So,
are you just saying that?
No.
Did you tell Bill Polian that too?
The numbers bear it out. Bill Polian may not agree, but the numbers do bear it out. I'm excited about that opportunity, honestly. Injuries aren't really anything I think about right now because they don't mean anything right now, you know, in terms of the present moment. So my focus is on more, you know, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do next week? You know, how am I going to learn the playbook? How am I going to study? Those sorts of things. So, the injuries, yeah, they happened. But it's something I don't really think about, to be honest.
Well, what was going on last year with the Colts? Because, you know, when the Patriots, you know, chose to sign you, I'm sure that's a question they asked. What happened last year? Because, you know, I'm not sure it was injury-related or maybe it was, but, you know, there was a lot of things going on with that team. But with you personally, what happened with the Colts?
I'm not even sure I can answer that. Like, I don't have a good answer for that. And it's at this point in my life, I'm not sure I care that much, to be honest with you. I mean, it's the most important thing going on in my life right now is happening in this building. That's where all my focus is. Last year was an odd year in so many ways in Indianapolis, and that's kind of theirs to deal with now. And I'm grateful for my time there for sure. I don't want it to sound like I, you know, had some miserable experience and I can't stand, you know, the place, whatever. But my focus is here, and it will continue to be here.
Have you had a chance to talk to Tom at all yet?
Or I have not. No, not yet. I think we just missed each other out in California. I was training. We just haven't connected. I'm sure I'll speak to him at some point.
The reason I asked, and unfortunately we won't be able to get the comparison, but it's obvious, you know, playing with a guy like Peyton and a guy like Tom, two guys that are so prepared and so in tune with their offenses. I'm wondering if, you know, I guess just talk about what it was like to play for Peyton for those years and if you think there'll be some carryover. That's one of Fred's big things is, well, you know, you play for a guy like Manning, it's an easy jump just because they're both very prepared guys.
Yeah, right.
I said that these are two guys who are examples of they're almost offensive coordinators. They know their offense so well, and because of that, you can go deeper into a playbook and do things that you wouldn't be able to do with some other quarterbacks in the NFL.
For sure.
Evidently left out the Reggie Wayne part of that argument. Go ahead.
Well, that part I don't know about, I'm assuming there'll be carryover in terms of, you know, how they approach the game. They've obviously both had tremendous success, more so than probably anybody in the last decade and a half or whatever it is. I'm excited just to kind of get back into the swing of things, and I assume there'll be more similarities than differences. Obviously, people have personality quirks and things like that, but in terms of the approach and just how diligent and focused the work is, I would imagine it'll be almost the same. So,
Anthony, we were just talking outside, and you had mentioned about how you want to get immersed as soon as possible in learning this offense, learning everything about this team and how it you know, is structured and whatnot. One of the knocks against a lot of the receivers who come here and don't make it is that they weren't able to grasp the offense as quickly as the coaches and even the quarterback would like. You know, you've come from a system that's, I would imagine, kind of difficult to pick up. There's a lot of moving parts in what Peyton used to do with that Indianapolis offense. Is that part of your rationale, knowing that the one of the things here is that the offense is very complex and that the quarterback demands a lot from his receivers?
Absolutely. That's a big part. That's probably the number one reason why I decided to come early. Is to kind of immerse myself as much as humanly possible. I'm not sure we mentioned it yet, but I've known Brian Hoyer pretty much my whole life. So having him around to ask questions and kind of go through, and you know, it's one thing to read on a paper what a formation is and what a route concept is. It's another thing to, hey Brian, what does this actually sound like in the huddle? What does that sound like? How quickly do I need to, you know, hear it and a picture form in my head?
Right.
So that's, you know, to me, that's a huge deal. And I mean, let's be honest, most of the receivers on this roster have been in this offense in some form or another, for a portion of their career or all their career or whatever. So I have to find a way to kind of catch up mentally, quickly. There's not a lot of time for that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my focus mentally for sure is on going in and getting the playbook.
How much of what you did in Indianapolis were sight adjustments at the line and route adjustments, you know, on the course of the play? Because that's an aspect of this offense that seems like it gives some people difficulty when they're learning it. How much of that was there in Indianapolis?
Yeah, Indy, you know, we don't huddle, or we never huddled in Indianapolis. Right. You know, a lot of it, or 95% of it, was done just at the line of scrimmage. You know, and if we're at home, you can hear the quarterback. If not, you're signaling. You know, that's kind of how it went. And from talking to Brian, you know, that's a lot of what gets done around here as well. I'm not sure if we do as much no huddle here as there was in Indy, but in terms of sight adjusts and calling things at the line and that sort of thing, and just from my perspective, that's always how I thought an offense should go. It makes sense to me that the guy snapping the ball and throwing it should have the last say as to what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't really do that in college necessarily, but obviously we did it in Indy, and it seems like we do it here as well. So it makes sense to do it that way.
It does make sense, but a lot of offensive coordinators don't have the faith in the quarterback to give him that leash, you know, that length of leash to do that. But you were fortunate to work with Peyton, and now you'll be able to work with Tom. You mentioned you've known Brian all your life. I don't know if our listeners know, you went to high school with Brian Hoyer.
Yes.
And is Cleveland still your home, and will you be going back and forth, or are you here now for the duration?
Well, I'll be here as long as it takes me to feel like I'm okay mentally. Maybe I never leave. I don't know. But
we're all striving for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I gave
it's a
up.
Very deep right. thing there. But no, I mean, it. You know, that's this is as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm a member of this roster, so I live here. Now that said, where did I come from? I came from Columbus, Ohio. I've maintained a place there since I left Ohio State.
Well, I know that you know you've got other things to do, and we appreciate you stopping by. Before you go, just a little bit about, you know, Anthony Gonzalez. What are your some other interests besides football?
Oh, I'm probably the most boring person there is. I don't know. I read a lot of books.
Like what? Give me one, for example.
I just read a book called
over there.
Well,
I just read a book called The Lean Startup by a guy named Eric Ries. What else did I read recently? Trying to think. Something good. Oh, Great by Choice by Jim Collins.
Okay.
There's I don't know, different things. I'm like fascinated by business concepts.
Right, right.
And because I think a lot of them are applicable to football, like most of them. And you know, this is the ultimate business, right? I mean, it's right. It's a sport.
Something tells me he's going to pick up the offense.
Yeah.
Anybody?
So I don't know. That's what I do. And then I golf. whenever I kind of have free moments. I don't anticipate golfing a whole lot this year, though, to be honest with you. So,
well, maybe Bill will take you to Pebble Beach if you win the Super Bowl this
year. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
He plays there annually.
I've seen.
Did I hear accurately that you were a Rhodes Scholar finalist?
No, I don't know where that. I mean,
somebody's done a lot to shoot it down, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because I did. I just heard that yesterday, and I wasn't sure if that was.
I like nipping this one in the butt.
Okay.
Like, I think. God bless the media department at Ohio State, but they kind of work these things in. Like, I went to literally one meeting, and they said, "You go for 2 years, you can't play in the NFL." I was like, "All right, well that."
Right.
That solves that. I haven't wanted to be a Rhodes Scholar my whole life. I've wanted to play in the NFL my whole life. So,
but it looks good in the bio.
It looks great in the bio. And it makes it sound, it also, when I say it there, it makes it sound like it was my choice. Like, well, I wouldn't have
right.
got it.
That's,
yeah. I get his feeling on that.
I didn't even know they had meetings. So that, you know,
if you're just a random guy and you see, oh, Anthony Gonzalez is a Rhodes, well, geez, he's really overselling himself. I mean, who puts together a bio? You
and
think
recently,
that you provide it.
We've seen these cases where guys get jobs
all the time.
And fact checked a resume and it's not true.
Absolutely.
And they lose jobs. And
no, that's,
I don't blame you for wanting to nip that one, because
shoot that down.
That's a lot of bad publicity. That comes out of something so innocent.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's.
And the reason I asked is because you said you were so boring, and I was thinking, well, that certainly isn't boring if that were the case.
No, I mean, it's. I wish it were true. I wish you could, like do the Rhodes Scholar and the NFL thing at the same time. But
were you an academic?
Pat Hayden did it, right?
I was an academic.
Okay,
All-American.
So that wasn't a fib.
That part is accurate. but I honestly, I probably would not have gotten it. Like, yeah. You have to be really, really smart.
Oh, right. One question along those lines. What's your opinion on the leaking of these Wunderlich scores in the combine? I mean, how do you feel about that?
And what did you get?
Well, I'm not even going to ask you this.
I don't know what I got. We looked in Indy once, and our strength coach wouldn't show it to us because we kind of wanted to see who was the smartest. But, you know, the Wunderlich, I'm not sure what a Wunderlich score does for a DB or a why. I mean, like, what? How, I don't understand. I just don't. Somebody will have to explain to me why that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they're leaked, I mean, that's garbage. I mean, who knows what happened? Maybe the guy, you know, filled out, maybe he skipped one blank or something, and, you know, the whole rest of his answers were, you know, off by one or sort of thing. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I don't care. Like,
and intelligence doesn't always translate to football smarts.
Right. Absolutely. You know, so. I mean, if I would have just, for the heck of it, decided I'm going to fill in all the wrong answers on this Wunderlich test and just see what comes of it, would it make me any less intelligent? Probably not. I mean, I don't. And it certainly wouldn't make me a better or worse football player.
No.
I don't think that the guy who you're referring to filled it out intentionally wrong, but I just don't see what the point is of it.
Yeah. All right, well, Anthony, we appreciate you coming by. Welcome to New England and the Patriots, and you know, good luck going forward. And you know, we do this all the time. You can come down anytime you want.
Open invitation.
Right.
Anytime
oh, wow.
you want to stop by.
Any resume things that you want to dispel, this is a good opportunity to do it anytime.
Yeah, I can't.
Aaron,
other than
the PR department put something untrue in your bio.
Yeah, other than the roast.
It'll probably be misspelled, so we'll have to fix that.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a
all right,
that's a
thanks,
shot across
Anthony. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.